if there was an esrog that has two pitomim and one stem, would it be kosher? And if it was, would it be okay if one of the pitomim fell off? Shoshana Bernstein from Hashmonoim. Okay, I'm not sure what you're referring to as the pitom and the stem. The pitom is the stem that comes out of the top of the esrog, with the shoshanta as the end of the stem that is like a little ball. Now, I haven't found clearly your situation, but it says that if you have a twin esrog, an esrog that grew two esrogim together where they can't be separated, and they have each one has its own pitom and shoshanta, then that is kosher. And if one of them falls off, that's still kosher. But that's a different situation than if you have one esrog with two pitomim, because that's called that anything that has something extra is if it's missing. And here, since it's one esrog has one pitom and not two pitoms, it would seem that having two pitoms is as if there's no pitom, and there it would be not be kosher, but I couldn't find that anywhere specified exactly. But it seems that that should be the halacha.